Hello, and welcome to the Game Slate Podcast, episode 121. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And this week, we actually did a few geeky things, because we had a bit more time to our hands.
Yeah, last week we got to go to a friend's wedding that had a TARDIS wedding cake, and some of the geekiest wedding gifts I'd ever seen. Such as book boxes that had titles such as The Avengers Initiative, The Time War Abridged,
and, ours had the, was it, Spoilers by Dr. River Song, which is a Doctor Who reference, which I don't quite get yet because I haven't watched enough Doctor Who. But we're working on that.
It's all good, though. Anywho, so we'll go ahead and start with the big thing that we did over the weekend. Recently, the Wii U Experience had come to Denver, and we were fortunate enough to receive one of the invitations to go. So we got a nice hands-on of, let's see, I did the Wario Endgames, the next Mario Brothers game, whatever the heck the title was. I'm always going to forget
Super
this.
Mario Brothers 2.
Is that what it was? Because I thought it was just Super Mario Brothers
U. Oh, was it just New Super Mario Brothers U?
I can't remember now.
I thought it had the new Super, like, new in it with it.
Maybe it was this New Super Mario Brothers U?
U?
Anywho, the new Super Mario Brothers game. I also played the Rayman game that's going to be on the Wii U, a whole 4 minutes of Zombie U, and a little bit of
Nintendo Land.
I didn't play any Nintendo Land games. I played all those at E3, so I didn't worry about standing in line for those. It was the Ninja game. I feel stupid for not remembering.
Oh, Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden, thank you.
Ninja Gaiden 3.
I felt stupid for not being able to come up with that.
Isn't Ninja Gaiden one of those series that goes back to, like, the Nintendo?
Yeah. There's, like, three Ninja Gaidens NES.
There was this little spot in the back of my mind saying, like, don't you have a player's guide for that? That was, like, you know, one of those ones that Nintendo Power gave out for free at some point, like, in their, you know, second or third year of existence. And yes, I do have that somewhere. As well as one for, like, the... They had a crazy thing for connecting four controllers to the Nintendo so that you could play this NFL game. Well, I don't think it was actually licensed NFL, but football game. Anyways, the Wii U is pretty cool.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. I did like the games that used it, how they did mix the use of the screen. I felt some of the staff there showing off the games needed to relax a little bit. For example, the Rayman Legends lady, if you didn't get what she wanted you to do right away on the touchscreen, she would have a habit of taking it from the person using the touchscreen to do it herself.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see that. I did. I was playing.
She did it to your brother when he was playing, when we were doing it.
And she's practically touching my screen. I'm like, okay, this is the first time I've encountered this, and you know, it takes you a couple seconds to respond once in a while. Because I'm like, I don't know what to expect. You've demoed this like 50 times already, so you know it's in the demo. But I don't. I mean, just give us time to figure. Like, you can say, oh, you need to use the slingshot to do this. I'm okay with, you know, stuff like that. But don't just reach over there and start doing everything. It's like, give me a chance. I have to learn.
Yeah, I think they wanted people to succeed, I guess, as much as possible. They got as far through so that everyone could get as far through each of the demos in the shortest amount of time as possible. So that, I mean, it's fairly crowded there. We were wanting to, you know,
they wanted
people to have to experience a lot of the demos, but also have a lot of people be able to get in and experience the demos at the same time, I
think. Mm-hmm. And see, they also had a playable version of Pikmin 3 there.
Yeah, it was really just a demo. It was a short little gathering.
Yeah, it could have been 7 minutes on the overmap, which you were gathering items and such. This one, we were gathering fruit and other things for money and destroying enemies, or you could do a boss battle. Boss battle was really interesting because you had, like, rock Pikmin. They were literally little rocks, and you had to throw it at this insect that had a hard...
Well, it was a centipede, basically.
Yeah, kind of like a centipede. It had a hard shell on the outside, so you had to break it and then use the red Pikmin, which could kind of cling and hold on to it to, you know, attack its soft
insides.
Insides. Nintendo Land was just basically a bunch of minigames. It ranged from anywhere from one player to five players, and you have five players because... You got four remotes
and
the Wii Pad. That just sounds bad. What else can I call it?
What, the Wii Pad?
Yes.
I think that is the official name for it.
Nintendo!
That sounds like a thing you put down when you're potty training your dog.
Yes.
That's because it is.
See, Nintendo, we really gotta work on names here. I get what you're kind of wanting to do, but I don't think it works very well for your U.S. audience.
Why didn't they call it the Wii Tab, at least, instead of Pad?
Yeah.
I mean, it's no longer syllables, but at least it doesn't have, you know, the potty pad synonym with it.
We're just actually just call it a tablet. I don't know. It's just...
But in any case, you had multiple amounts of people that could play, so we actually got to do a three-player one, which was based off of The Legend of Zelda. The person who had...
Sort of a rail shooter.
Yeah, the person...
A rail shooter, except that it's, you know, swords.
Sword swinging game.
Except for the dude with the pad who is the archer.
Archer, yeah.
See, and we got a kind of... I saw one of the guys just demoing the Donkey Kong one, which is only one player. And then we also saw a group of people do the Animal Crossing one, which basically is a team of four working together to gather as much candy as possible, with one other person being the guards trying to chase down everybody else.
The guard has the pad.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, basically he's like looking on his screen, you know, where can I get these guys? Whereas the rest of the people are watching, are playing with the Wiimotes and watching up on the big screen.
And then the other five-person one was a Luigi's Mansion take, where the guy with the pad is a ghost that is trying to capture everybody else, and then the other four are playing on the screen, and they can't see where the ghost is at all times unless light flashes or they actually shoot him with their flashlight.
Yeah.
They also had the 3DS XL set up. Man, that thing is big.
Yeah, it feels enormous. And I'm not... I don't very much like the slide pad. I don't...
Slide pad is interesting.
They talking about the little thumb pad thingy?
Yeah.
It just glides. It glides everywhere.
Remember at E3 2 years ago, they had that on the original Wii Pad, and we weren't sure if we would like it or not, and now they've replaced it with regular analog sticks?
Yeah, I don't like it very well. I mean, I can understand because it's kind of space-saving. You don't have something sticking up. But it doesn't have the right tactile feel to it, I think.
I'll agree with that.
Because it moves too easily?
No, because I'd be trying to, like, you know, move in, like, an arc with my thumb, for like you would with a control stick, rather than just moving in a flat plane.
Yeah, it doesn't have
if the... that makes sense?
When you're using an analog stick, you're used to it bending.
Yeah.
Not sliding.
Exactly.
It took a little bit of time to get... You know, it was a little bit odd, but I didn't have too much, trouble with it. But I was hitting the sweet spot really nicely on that 3DS.
Yeah, that's one of the handy things about XL is it's so much bigger. It's really easy to get the sweet spot for the 3D effect.
I'm so amazed how thin it is, but it's sizable. I mean, I have a DVD case here, and if you kind of opened it up, it would almost be about this size.
Wow, that is beefy.
It is beefy. I was surprised. I was like, man. And it felt weighty, at least compared to my DS, which is the only thing I have. It's just,
A DS Lite.
It just, I'm like, it feels weighty. I can feel the weight pushing down in my hands as I'm playing.
So that could have been an artifact of the stuff they, you know, how they had hooked up to keep from stealing it.
The security protocols on it.
Let's see.
But I need to replace my DS, so might as well wait maybe for the 3DS XL to come out so I can buy a replacement.
Well, that's just if you prefer the larger version.
Larger screen's nice. It's a lot easier to see, and it doesn't hurt my eyes as bad in the 3D.
Now, something I did see there that I hadn't heard a lot on was, everybody knows of Zombie U, but I hadn't seen a lot on the multiplayer aspect of it. So what the multiplayer is, one player has the, I think it's the pro controller, and they're the survivor, and they're playing on the big screen, and it's a capture the flag mod is what they were doing. The other player is playing the infected, and he has the tablet, and he's using the tablet to direct his zombie horde where they need to go, which ones need to be trying to capture a flag while other ones are being sent trying to destroy, kill the survivor. So that was kind of an interesting look on the multiplayer genre, instead of, you know, just two people with the exact same abilities fighting each other, it was much more of a us versus them mentality.
Yeah, it's kind of I guess you could have several survivors, probably, right?
Probably. They only had the one in the thing in we the saw. Demo.
Yeah.
I guess it'll be interesting to see when they start making more games, maybe, that have multiple tablets. Because, I don't know, are they going to sell tablets as extra peripherals? Don't know. But at least all the old, your old Nintendo peripherals do work.
I think I did hear someone talking about it. You can have up to two of the Wii pads attached to a Wii U, and up to four Wiimotes. So that means that maybe you can have six players.
Sounds about right. Possibly.
I'll have to see how that works.
Yeah, you don't have all your peripherals that you spent so much money buying, your balance board, your four Wiimotes, your Wii Motion Plus that you purchased after you bought all four remotes, they're all going to still work.
Yeah, it seems like they want stuff that has the Wii Motion Plus for most of the games. Like the even that Zelda minigame used the Wii Motion Plus because it was detecting how you were slicing.
Yeah, and it was working pretty smoothly. I didn't have too much.
Yeah, I didn't have any trouble slicing the way I wanted to.
Yeah. Speaking of which, when you come to a game and I keep skipping over it and we keep talking about other things and I keep forgetting about it again.
Pikmin?
No. We talked about Pikmin already.
Sing?
No, we did try it.
Just full of embarrassment.
Game and Wario?
No, I just cannot think of what my thought was now.
I'm just going to keep going through all the games we saw
there. I don't
know
if it was a game that we saw there or not. It just totally... Oh, now I remember Wii U Fit.
That was there.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, we're talking about stuff. Let's go to the balance board. Because at least we still have our balance board. So hooray. I wish I would have taken more time to ask Sky, but it's kind of the problem. When there's so many people wanting to try games, you have to kind of get out of the way really quick, and you don't get a chance to ask more questions. Like, I wanted to ask them, like, well, okay, can I set up routines easier? Is there more variety? It looks like there's a lot more variety in the mini games, at least, because there's like a trampoline one. I saw someone do the luge where you like sit on it and you have to stick your legs straight out. I'm like, that's an endurance right there, just keeping your legs up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the other ones were, but those are the ones I did see.
There was one where you were hosing people down who were muddy or something like that. I saw someone.
Oh, yeah. Play. And then there was a dessert one, but I didn't see anybody try that one.
Yeah.
But I was happy because I would like to replace my Wii Fit.
Well, I think that's all going to be all we talk about on the Wii U experience for the time being. Rumor is middle of September they're going to announce the release date and price point. So we'll definitely be talking about that once that's announced.
That happens.
Yeah, they will either confirm or deny it because everyone's asking them, when is it coming out in price point? They're like, holiday, we don't know, or we can't tell you.
Holiday's coming up fast.
Yeah, considering August only has a few more days here. 5 more days, if you don't count today. Today's the 26th.
So, let's go ahead and move on to anime, and then we'll finish up with more video games. Rumor has it you guys watched Eden of the East?
Yeah, the series. We have not watched the movie yet, but...
Movies.
Good.
There's two movies.
There's two movies.
Yes.
Nonetheless, good series.
It's like...
It kind of starts out like Born Identity, basically. You have a guy who has no idea who he is.
Because he just wiped his memory. You see him on his fancy phone. He just wiped his memory. He is naked with a gun outside the White House. And there is a Japanese tourist there, Saki. She is, you know, basically doing her little tour before she graduates as a senior from college. And she was there at the White House to see if she could throw a coin into the fountain. But the fountain's a lot farther away than she expected. And, you know, she's on the other side of the fence. So that's how they kind of meet. And, yeah, it's just sort of figuring out what is going on with the male character who takes on... how does his last name go now? Akira...
Akira... Takizawa.
Takizawa, thank you. And sort of, why is he there? Why did he wipe his memory? What's going on? What is this sort of game that he's involved in? And such. I just find him to be a very charming character. He's just very easygoing about stuff and just knows what to do just like that. He just, you know, is very adaptable to situations and knows how to kind of, not this, I don't know if it's really manipulate or just knows how to read people well.
Yeah, he's able to kind of say the right thing at the right time to keep things going.
Yeah, but animation is really great. I really like the puppy. He's cute. He's a little, he's a mini Shiba Inu. He has little wings. But yeah, I don't want to give too much away because a lot of it is sort of like, what's going on? Can you figure out how the pieces go together and such? It's just kind of like a good thriller mystery. And the movies are supposed to kind of expound on what happens at the very end of this series.
Okay.
Sort of like a bigger continuation. I don't know if... I think the only first part... I think only the first movie's out on Netflix. I don't think the second movie's out on Netflix. So, but you can watch... If you do have Netflix, you can watch all of the series. And then the first movie, at least. And it'll leave you hanging for the second. So I would recommend it. I enjoyed it. I was like, yay, an anime I've enjoyed. It's not all fan service.
Good to hear. See, they're still out there.
It's just, yeah, but I'm coming late to the party. That one had a
lot more, honestly, that one had a lot more naked men in it than it did women.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is, yay, not fan service, but it's really, hey, it's fan service for its girls.
It was censored, so.
I like their censoring. It's just little scribbles. Like, it's just like little pencil scribbles, and they kind of move over parts.
Sounds interesting. I'll have to give it a read. Or, yeah, read. Watch.
And it's short. It's only 11 episodes. Cool. So it doesn't take too long to get through it.
All right. Good to hear. So, week before last when it came out, I went and purchased myself a copy of Darksiders 2. Many of you longtime people know I was a big fan of Darksiders 1. I thought it was a great game, a lot of fun. So far, I would say that Darksiders 2 does seem to have a lot of improvements over the first one. The base stuff is still there. You purchase moves in order to upgrade. You can dodge a lot, but Death is more mobile than War was. And he doesn't hit as hard, but he seems to hit a little faster at times. So far, having a lot of fun. And Death is one. Has a goal to save War. That's what he wants to do. There's nothing else that matters to him. So when other people start asking him for help, his initial response is, why should I help you? Why does this advance my goal? Not just the typical, fine, it's not just typical, it's like, yeah, I'll help you because it's the right thing to do. No, he doesn't give a damn about that. There's one time where this one character asks him to, he's going on his way to a dungeon, and he asks, hey, while you're in there, can you find this plate? It was the first plate I made as a journeyman, and it means a lot to me. At which point Death responds, a plate? You want me to find you a plate? So that kind of gives you a foreshadow on the kind of character you're playing. It makes sense for his motivations. I enjoy it. It looks to be a real entertaining game. I'm really looking forward to getting more time under my belt with it. And once I get that, I'll definitely do a full review. And then let's see. People who listen to the podcast only and don't go to the site, you are missing out because recently we actually had a book review from Irish Pride. It's a book called Ready Player One, which I haven't gotten too far into it myself, but I actually had started reading it just before he did his review. And it's a fun little book.
I don't know how many people like are reading it all right now because one of our other friends is like, oh, I just read this book.
Yeah.
The same one. I was like, okay. It's like going through the masses right now, apparently, and everyone's raving about it.
But basically what the core of the book is we're a bit in the future, I forget how far, and there's this net that a lot of people are hooked to, and the guy that created it had passed away. Well, when he passed away, he left a puzzle for people to solve, and the first person to solve it gets his fortune because he didn't have anybody to leave it to. Well, like 50 years had passed since he passed away, and nobody even found the first clue to solve this. So eventually people started giving up and thinking it was just pure fiction, when all of a sudden this kid finds the first clue. And that's basically where the book begins. So I highly suggest checking out Ready Player One. It is available in ebook and regular formats. And I think that's kind of where we're going to call it.
Well,
unless you guys have something you'd like to add?
Yeah, I say goodbye Nintendo Power at the end of the year.
Ah, yes. Oh, yes. Actually, there's a few things we can say rest in peace to. Rest in peace, Nintendo Power. Unfortunately, Nintendo apparently just doesn't have enough single-party titles for it to subsist a magazine.
They probably just don't have enough to subsist a magazine in this digital day and age when everybody's like, I'll just go online for things.
Yeah. I mean, anymore you go to a magazine to find an interesting point of view that maybe they're not printing live. But you're just going for the writer anymore, not necessarily the news. And then, rest in peace, Neil Armstrong.
First man moon passed away yesterday.
Yesterday being Saturday.
Yes. It's kind of sad news. It's like, aw. He just had his birthday, like, a few days, at the beginning of the month, apparently. And it's like, oh, that's sad.
Yeah, what's he, what, 88?
82.
82. It was 80-something. So, rest in peace. May he, I don't know, live in the heavens forever?
I have rumor news. Really tiny, tiny, there's, like, no information unless there's something that's been released in the past week. They're doing a Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Cool. That's interesting to hear right after they right after EA laid off so much of the PopCap staff.
Really?
Oh. Yep.
I didn't know EA bought PopCap.
Remember I did that? We did that article on it a long time ago where there was the zombie that had the EA bucket on his head?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, EA laid off a lot of the PopCap staff. Because I remember seeing that in the Twitter feed. People were offering, it's like, hey, well, I work for this company. We're hiring if you guys need something.
Well, that's good, but yeah, it's just like, yay, Plants vs. Zombies 2. Only thing is that it's going to be released sometime next year. No quarter. Sometime next year. And there's only like a couple line blurbs that PopCap released, and so some people are speculating that there might be seasons. Like, you might have spring, summer, fall and winter, and your plants might be different or have different powers based on what season you get to use them in.
I could see, like, winter, the pea shooters would have more of a slow effect.
Well, at least the ice pea shooters. Or maybe you can't do certain plants in the winter, too, because it's just too cold.
But there would be certain plants that thrive in it that do something else, like the cattails in the water level.
Yeah.
I always felt so cheap once I managed to get those things.
Those things are awesome once you get them to max. If you have a good group of them, they're really good for
everything.
Well, they're really good sort of defense for stuff when you're doing unlimited.
Endless.
Thank you.
Survival. But so, if you're doing night survival, the upgraded spore shrooms are the thing to go with.
You make
and garlic.
Yeah.
You basically funnel everyone to have to go next to them,
mm-hmm.
and then. They're walk, you know, have them walking on the upgraded spikes, while the shrooms are spouting everywhere at them.
So basically, you make one blank quarter, one blank quarter, one. You have the odd numbers since there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have those, the 1, 3, and 5 be the
bloom shrooms.
Yeah. Which, the upgraded ones, you have like 2 or 3 in a row and put pumpkins on them. And in the front of each row, you have just a garlic. So when the zombie eats the garlic, it goes down to the next row, so it goes in between them. But you also put down the spike plants because that damages them as they go across. And you need a couple of other random things depending on what, you know, the like 10 round ones, you know, throw at you. But they're also very good too for the survival mode. It just takes forever to build up your defenses.
I could imagine.
But I did have good luck. I got the furthest. If you search videos on YouTube, you can see other people who have gone like for hundreds of rounds. It's kind of crazy.
I just think I'd get tired of it after I'm like, okay, I just don't care.
Yeah, that's my problem. I try to see how far I can get, but think I've gotten into, like, the 30s before, and I'm just like, I can't see how somebody can keep doing this for a couple hundred levels.
Well, should we call it a night there, my friends? All right, well, go ahead and visit us at thegameslave.com, where we have articles, store, and links to our Facebook and Twitter feeds. You can also mail us at mail@thegameslave.com. And, yeah, if you find that you need anything, questions, comments, I'll be willing to answer them there. In the meantime, you guys have a great week. Next week, we might be a little off because of the Labor Day weekend. We'll see what we can pull, if we can pull anything together. And game on.
Game on.
Game on.